Yay, the kids are finally asleep.
So do you feel like...
playing a game?
I've got a feeling a boss fight's coming up.
Ooh, I just got wrecked.
Headshot, baby.
Ooh, it's your turn to get the baby.
So are you up to the challenge?
Run, 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 run.
And we're dead.
That's when I realized I have no idea what I'm doing.
GG. Welcome back to another episode of the Gamer Parents Podcast. My name is Kevin, and I am joined by my animal-loving wife, Joanne.
Ha ha ha. I think it's just a specific animal, but go on.
You'll find out more why later. If you're new here, Joanne and I are a married couple. We have two kids, ages 3 and 5, and we like to talk about life and games here on the podcast. Episode number 94, getting closer and closer to that episode 100.
Yes.
As usual, we'll kick things off with a life update. And why don't we talk about our life this week, Joanne?
Yeah.
What do you want to start with?
Start by explaining why you called me an animal-loving wife.
Yeah.
Not just a loving wife, but an animal-loving wife.
Yes, both.
So last week, Kevin found this bunny burrow. Is it a burrow?
Well, first it was just a hole in the yard.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And we didn't know what caused it, where it came from, whatever. And then the next day...
Well, I did tell you that I saw a mommy bunny digging a hole, but I went and checked. It was empty. So
yeah,
I figured, okay, it's just digging a hole. And the very next day, you tell me, remember that hole? And I was like, yeah, there's bunnies in it. And I'm like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, I know you like absolutely love bunnies, rabbits. And
yeah.
I remember I went out and just to look, because for whatever reason I was outside doing something, and I saw them in there, and then I was like, oh my gosh, Joanne is not going to believe this.
Yes.
Like, she's going to go crazy.
Exactly. Like, literally a month ago, I was telling the babysitter that, like, we never have a bunny nest nearby. Like, it's been a whole 7 years since we moved into this house, and I've never seen a nest. I normally, like, see baby bunnies, like, running around, but I don't really know where their nest is. So it was like a wish come true.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, I was so excited. And this is Texas, y'all. It's hot outside, it's humid, and there's mosquitoes flying everywhere. And I try my very best to avoid being outdoors for all those reasons I mentioned. But when there's bunnies, no one gonna say no to bunnies.
Yeah, you've been outside more lately than probably ever before.
Mm-hmm.
Because you will find any excuse to get out there and just to take a peek and see how they're doing.
Yeah, definitely. It's like when we first saw them, when you first pointed them out to me, they were like almost furless, you know, like very little fur. And you could tell, like, they look like little rats, almost naked mall rat, like the one in Kim Possible. But they were so cute. I just can't believe I've seen how tiny they are, like almost newborn size. And then they seem to have grown a lot more since then.
Yeah, it's been almost a week, I feel like. Maybe not a full week, but pretty close as far as like when we think they were born.
Mm-hmm.
But there was some stuff that happened kind of in the middle there. Like,
yeah,
really when they were probably only like a day or two old, I think.
Yeah. And like I said, it's Texas, so the weather is unpredictable.
Yeah. We had one night where it started raining.
Like, and thunderstorming.
Yeah, it was thunderstorming. It was coming down really hard. And, you know, you were kind of worried about these baby bunnies in this little tiny hole.
Mm-hmm.
Was there literally like 5 of them in there all stacked up on top of each other. And it's like a lot of water coming down, and
mm-hmm.
like pretty quickly there's like a river running through our yard.
Yeah.
Of just all this water.
Mm-hmm. A stream, but yeah.
Yeah. And even like before this, I had kind of made the point that we shouldn't really mess with them. Let their mom take care of them.
I know.
Like, we don't want to mess anything up.
Yeah.
Right?
And then I Googled. Don't ever Google, y'all. They scare you. So Google told me that most of these bunnies die from natural causes, and the number one natural cause of death is drowning in rainwater. They don't build those burrows as well as I thought. So, yeah, I freak out when I read that. And I'm like, we have to check on them. So, yeah, at 11 p.m., Kevin and I, well, I kind of dragged Kevin with me.
I was forced into it.
Yeah. Went in the rain to check on these bunnies. And sure enough, their hole was wet and filling up fuss. So I happened to have this box, Amazon box, you know, and put an old rag towel in it and wore my gloves and rescued the bunnies, kept them indoors, well, in the garage, dry and safe for the night. And I heard the mommy bunny in the bushes and I told her, like, I'm just taking them away for the night to keep them safe from the rain. We'll return it tomorrow. No worries. And true enough, at 7 a.m. the next day, I woke up early. I committed to wake up early, which rarely I...
Right.
Yeah, I know. I rarely do that. And then, well, I didn't want the kids to see me having the bunnies inside. So I brought it out the front door, going to bring it back to the nest. And who do I see? The mommy bunny waiting in our driveway. Like, okay, here you are. So the mommy bunny like literally stood 2 feet away and watched as I returned each and every baby back
all
into
all five of her babies mm-hmm. back into their little burrow.
Yeah, and I counted them as I returned it so she could see none are
hopefully
missing.
Hopefully she can count too.
Yeah,
otherwise
probably.
She wouldn't know how many were there before.
I know. You're funny, Kevin. But I'm sure she can count. Bunnies are smart. But yeah, it was cute to see. And since then, I've been checking on them. Like more often, like I want to make sure the mommy comes. And
you saw the mom go back to feeding them and stuff.
Yes.
After that and mm-hmm. all that, right?
She even had like a bundle of like grass and fur in her mouth ready to like line the nest back up, you know.
Yeah, repair from the storm probably.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because that's one of the things that I was worried about, if we were, you know, remove them, just making sure that the mom would still go back to taking care of them when we bring
yeah.
them back, you know?
Mm-hmm. But I think the mommy bunny has been comfortable with me because she's always been there since she was digging her hole. I was already like doing some gardening and stuff outside and she saw me. So we're buddies, bunny buddies.
Making friends with the bunnies in the neighborhood?
Yeah. But so far, the bunnies are safe, and today I even brought one of them, an adventurous one, who keeps coming out of the burrow, like keep wandering like 1-2 feet away from the hole and getting lost. And I have to return it like 4 times into the nest today. The other 4 are still sleeping in there, cuddling, but just this one adventurous one. So I said, you know what? You're so adventurous. Let me show you my home. So I brought it in. And it was like sitting on my little palms, watching and looking at everything. It was so comfortable on me. It even starts nibbling on my dress and stuff, you know, like,
yeah,
I really bonded with it. But anyway, I return it and I bet it had a lot of stories to tell the siblings.
Yeah.
But that is it for my bunny loving tale.
You can't keep them, by the way.
I know. They have to be
in
the wild. They
have to grow up and they have to be their own wild animals.
Mm-hmm. It's the
and
circle
eat,
of
eat
life.
Eat their grass and stuff.
I know. They can't survive indoors. These are wild bunnies, so. What about you? Tell us about your new exciting experience.
Yeah, so this last week, actually just a couple days ago, I got a new phone.
Mm-hmm.
Which I've kind of been needing because the one I have now is old and I also got it as a hand-me-down.
Yeah.
And I think I had mentioned a few episodes ago that my phone was having issues like charging,
mm-hmm.
right? Like sometimes it would take me forever to just get it to start charging.
Yeah.
And so I now have a new phone,
yay!
Which is great because my work provides one because I use it for work all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So I was able to get a new phone through them. It's just the latest in the Samsung Galaxy line of phones. So it's nothing too crazy or special. It's an Android because I'm an Android user and I will never go to iPhones ever.
Really? Well, as I remember correctly, you ordered an iPhone at first and that was like last year or something. And I know we spoke about it before, but just want to refresh what happened was
yeah.
like the box arrived and it was empty inside, right?
Yeah. I said, these iPhones are not very good.
No.
They don't work very well.
These iPhones are super good that people stole them, you know?
We don't know what happened. So I ordered a iPhone. This was like probably almost a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
But I ordered an iPhone and the wall charger and a phone case. So those three items I ordered, mainly the phone, right? And they sent me a box with a charger and the
case.
Uh-huh. And no phone, no iPhone in it. That was just completely missing, which is the whole point.
Mm-hmm.
And it took me like probably almost 6 months to like get a refund on it.
Yeah.
For like never having gotten the phone. But they were able to check and like see that the phone was never activated. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if it was sitting in a warehouse somewhere. It was like supposed to get in that box to me, but just never made it.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was my whole debacle with ordering an iPhone the first time. Because I was like, well, maybe I'll try the iPhone. At that point, I was planning on having a work phone and a personal phone.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just decided to change that whole plan up and just have one work phone.
Yeah.
So I wanted to stay with Android in that case. So that's why I switched this time. And plus, last time I ordered iPhone, it didn't work out very well. But that was not their fault.
Yeah. And it was so funny. I was like teasing you about it. I was saying like, oh, that's why you got it this time, because nobody wants an Android. Ooh.
No.
So you listeners out there, comment on whether you are an iPhone or Android user. Let's stick a vote.
Yeah. But yeah, so I got a new phone and I've been setting that up the last couple days. And speaking of the setup, I was kind of blown away by how easy the transfer was, like from my old phone to my new phone.
Mm-hmm.
And how, obviously, it's only probably every few years that people do this. And I feel like it's been a while since I've done this as well, as far as getting a new phone and transferring everything over.
Yeah.
And it was extremely easy. Like, literally, I just had to put the two phones close to each other, and it, like, automatically told me what I needed to download on my old phone to transfer it,
mm-hmm.
stuff over. And I literally thought it was just going to be, like, all my photos, contacts, and apps.
Yeah.
And, like, that would kind of be it. And it obviously did all of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But it even went as far as, like, remembering all of my alarms that I have set, like, throughout the week, right? Because I have multiple alarms set throughout the week, like, for work and stuff. And it, like, remembered all those and transferred over to my new phone.
That's
and
crazy.
Even, like, my ringtone transferred over
what?
To my new phone. Things that, like, I didn't expect to come over with, mm-hmm. like, that transfer process did. Even things like
the grocery list.
Well, like Amazon. We have an Amazon app, right? That's one mm-hmm. of the apps that came over. Like, I literally just hit the Amazon button and, like, I'm already logged into my account. Like, it somehow knows, or it logged it in for me, or carried that information over for me. When I open up Discord, it would just open up to all my normal Discord stuff.
Wow, like, you didn't have to re-sign in, huh?
Nope, I didn't have to, like, you know, put in my email and password all over again or anything like that. It just mm-hmm. remembered everything.
I feel like this is like a double-edged sword, though, because that's good they do all that, right? But at the same time, do you and would you remember your own passwords ever again?
Well, I'd probably have to reset it. Next time I do need it, I might have to reset it if I can't figure it out. But that's pretty much how it is with everything.
Yeah.
Right? And this basically means that I won't have to do that this time. Yeah. And so it really just felt like picking up my new phone, like, it was exactly how I had my old phone for the most part. A few apps I did have to sign in on, but most of them I haven't really had to. So mine, I'm pretty much all set up.
Not bad. Good job, Android. Whoa.
Yeah.
This is why opposites attract.
Mm-hmm. Yes. One Android user and one iPhone user in this house. So one, what is it? One green bubble, one blue bubble for you iPhone users?
Yeah.
How our phones work.
You mean the chat?
Yeah. Yeah. That's how you see it. That's not how I see it. So, but yes. So also this week, we did an extra stream. So yeah. We normally do our Tuesday streams. We also threw in a Thursday stream this mm-hmm. week. And that happened yesterday because today is Friday, the day of recording. And yesterday I went through my latest box of graded Pokemon cards.
Woo-hoo.
That I had just received, you know, maybe a week or so ago. Mm-hmm. And this is my second submission of cards to yeah. PSA. The first one I went through like maybe 6 to 9 months ago, something mm-hmm. like that. And That's on a prior stream. This one, it's even more cards. This time it was like 46 mm-hmm. cards versus like 30 something. And we went through one by one on stream, just kind of taking a minute to look at each one.
Yeah.
And that was the first time I had seen the cards too, so I didn't know what I was going to get mm-hmm. on the grades. And that was a lot of fun, just going through and looking at them and kind of eyeing over some of the cards. And some, you know, overall results were good, though.
Like, yeah, no tens.
Yeah, there was no tens. I was kind of hoping for a 10. Just,
I know.
Like, to be excited over that I have, like, a perfect condition card.
Yeah.
And none of them came back as tens, unfortunately. But out of the 46, we did get 10 nines.
That's pretty good.
And 9 out of 10 is pretty good. We mm-hmm. got 10 of those in that batch.
Mint condition.
Yes, versus 10 being a gem mint, which is even better.
Like perfection.
Yeah, it's like you. You're a 10. Ooh. So I do have 110. I can brag about that.
All you Pokemon listeners, this is how you get your wife.
Yeah, it's how you flirt with your wife.
I know. I'm blushing here and all that.
Yeah, so that stream should be on our Twitch channel if anyone wants to check it out. I also posted a picture of all the cards on Twitter or X.
Ooh.
So if you follow us there, you can see a picture of all the cards together and all the grades. And all of that, if you do like looking at Pokemon cards.
Mm-hmm.
That's about it for the Pokemon stream.
Yeah.
Did you want to add anything else for this week?
Let's see. In life, I know this week I've done more activities with the children, like outside of school. I know they had like 2 swim classes, and I took Faith to her dance class, her gymnastic class. Another art class. Yeah, I've been pretty on the go this week.
Busy, to say the least.
Yeah. But it was funny. I have something to share about what she said. Something funny that she said. You know, we go through this every week. Funny stuff our kids say. So at her ballet class, her teacher normally like reward them with like some glitter or sparkles that they put on your hand. And then they get to blow it and make a wish after like dancing, practicing some moves. Mm-hmm. So she got the glitter and the teacher was trying to tell her like, okay, now you got to blow it and make a wish. And she was like smiling, looking at me like, really? Like, ooh, like blow the magic dust.
Yeah.
And she didn't want to say her wish out loud in front of the teacher, but she came to me and said, I wish for more toys, happiness, and money. Yeah, more toys, happiness, and money. And I was like, you have so many toys already.
This girl knows what she wants.
I know. And then like, now that we think about it, like what she wants is more toys, happiness, and money. And I'm like, we want that too, don't we?
What, this is a 3-year-old. What's her need for money? She just wants it because she knows everybody else wants it.
I know, probably. That's true. Yeah.
But a girl who's never had to buy anything in her life yet.
That's why I'm surprised. And happiness, like, aren't you happy?
Yeah.
Anyways, I thought it was funny that her wish sounds so adult-like, you know. She got some sass in her, that's for sure.
I want more toys, happiness, and money, too.
I know.
That'd be my wish, too.
True, true. I want VR toys this time. But, yeah, that was Faith's wish. And then apart from that, just doing some spring cleaning around the house. It is crazy. I don't know about you all parents out there, but it's crazy how kids go from size to size so quickly that you have to like clear out closets more than once a year to make space for mm-hmm. their ever-growing needs, you know? I mean, the days are definitely long, but the years are short. And I could tell that just within these 6 months, they have gone from like a size below to like their next birthday size. You know what I mean, Kev? Like now she's a 3T and then she's moving up to a 4T and Dylan's like a 5T and moving up to a 6T size. And
yeah,
because I'm just like trying to get ahead of preparing for when school starts and just like checking their closets and everything and getting rid of stuff that they don't need. And I just realized how fast they grow. So it's very bittersweet in my opinion. But yeah, to all your parents out there, just know that they're not this small forever. Definitely something that all parents can relate to.
Yeah.
And before I forget, this weekend is going to be Father's Day. And I know you have some stuff you want to share on that as well. But before that, I just want to wish you a very happy Father's Day. Thank you for all that you do in this family, for being a great husband. And of course, more importantly, being an amazing father to our children. I want to tell you how much I appreciate and respect all that you do for this family. And to all you gamer dads out there, happy Father's Day.
Thank you, and happy Father's Day to you gamer dads out there as well.
Mm-hmm.
But speaking of Father's Day, today I got to go to Dylan's school for a little while this morning for Donuts with Dad.
Yeah. Isn't this your first Donuts with Dad?
My first Donuts with Dad, yeah. And I don't know what was going on like last times they had this event at his school or what.
Mm-hmm.
But, or if maybe that was when I was working more like in town, probably in the city, not working from home. So it's a lot easier to catch events like this now. So I got to go in, and it wasn't just Donuts with Dad. It was a lot more than that, right?
Yeah.
Dylan and I did each get a donut, of course, but it was also a time to build Legos between dad for the dads and the kids, right? Which is Legos. I think that's kind of that's a cool activity. I think more kind of schools should do that.
Yeah.
Like in addition to the donuts, like it was fun just going in there and you bring your own Legos. So we brought our own thing to build, and Dylan had helped us pick this, right? And it had to be like less than 100 pieces. So it can't be like something crazy big.
Yeah, because you only have like half an hour, right?
Yeah, you have like 30 minutes to build it, whatever it is. And so it can't be like too many pieces.
Mm-hmm.
And so the build that we chose for this one was Spider-Man, who also has like a Spider-Man motorcycle, I guess, in this version. And also a Doc Ock.
Dr. Ock.
Right, who he has like some dynamite and like some gems that he guess he's stealing or something, and Spider-Man can try and stop him.
Yeah.
And so we're like building this whole thing, and it was fun. I did a practice run last night, like without Dylan, just to make sure that I can do this.
Oh, like, you can.
And make sure I know like what goes where and I didn't get stuck on anything.
Yeah.
And also, like, I want to make sure that, like, as we're going through it with Dylan this morning, that like, I can help guide him if he gets stuck on something, so that we don't, like, run out of time.
So, did he do most of the building?
He did a lot of it. Like, I had the bags of, like, all the different pieces.
Mm-hmm.
And as we got to each page, like, I would give him the pieces he needed. And then he would stick it on. And most of the stuff he could do fine himself. Some things he had a hard time getting on. And some things were more difficult. And the ones that I knew were more difficult because I had already done it the night before.
Yeah.
Like, I would do that for him, but pretty much most of the stuff he did definitely more than I did. But we also used like 29 and a half minutes of the 30 minutes that we had to build everything. So like we pretty much used like all of the time.
I'm glad I didn't give you guys like a bigger set. I was trying to like find something that had less than 100 pieces, and that was like 80 something pieces only. But I was debating whether to give you the like 99 pieces one or the 80-something one.
Yeah, well, I mean, towards the end, I was trying to help, like, speed things up a little bit, especially when there were, like, 5 minutes left, and then I'm like, all right, we gotta wrap this up.
The funny thing is, like, that includes you guys eating donuts, right? That's half an hour?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. Yeah, and plus, like, we got there, like, right when it started, because we were, like, maybe 5 minutes late, and so Dylan didn't, like, start eating a donut or anything until I got there, obviously, and so we were, like, starting to build, and we were already being timed, and Dylan's, like, I could tell he was struggling between, like, wanting to take a bite of the donut. And it's like a chocolate glazed donut. So
you can't get your hands dirty.
Like, our kids cannot eat anything without getting their hands dirty.
It's every kid, Kevin.
I know. But it's like, because the chocolate's only on the top, right? But somehow he always gets it all over his fingers.
And face. Yeah.
Yeah, and his face. And then he has to, like, wipe his hands on the napkin and make sure he doesn't get it all over the Legos.
Mm-hmm.
And the donuts definitely slowed us down. I realized, like, towards the end that I was, like, we probably should have, like, had the donut, like, before or after.
Yeah.
Right? And just get through the Lego part first. Mm-hmm. But, yeah. And so then they took a picture of our build, our Legos, when we're all done. And it's going to be voted on online. right? For whichever dad and kid combo built the best Lego set.
Yeah.
Right? And I think ours is pretty good. I think we have a chance for sure compared to the other ones that I saw.
But really?
Yeah. Maybe that's just me of being proud of what Dylan was able to build and put together.
I'm sure you guys did very good. I saw the picture, and even when you brought it back, Faith wasted no time to play it. And, you know, like play imaginary, like her cafe. She has a Lego cafe thing, and it was being robbed by Dr. Ock. And she was like, give me your money. She was playing as Dr. Ock.
That's cute.
And then, so she knows what money is for, Kevin.
Yeah. And she, I heard her say like, no, I'm Spider-Man or something. Like she wanted to be Spider-Man.
Yeah.
I'm assuming you had to be Doc Ock.
I had to be Doc Ock. But she also like does the script. Like you have to, here, put the money in Dr. Ock's hand and then ask for money. So it was funny. And then she ended up serving Dr. Ock, the burgers, and then Spider-Man joins. Yeah, because it's a cafe. It sells burgers.
Oh, you're talking about the other Legos?
Yeah.
Oh, so you're mixing it with the other sets.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Like, so her cafe Lego, so Dr. Ock went and robbed it, but ended up the waitress served him with burgers, and he's like, here, take the money back, and he paid her.
Oh, okay. So Dr. Ock totally turned his life around.
I know. I thought it was her imagination. It's so funny. I love listening to the conversations that Dr. Ock and the waitress in there. And then Spider-Man came in with his motorcycle into the cafe. And I'm like, what's his motorcycle doing in there? And he's like, oh, he went in with the motorcycle. I don't know where she saw that, but must be some movies or Fortnite.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, but I thought it was pretty cool that the dads got to build something with the kids and not just do the donuts, you know? I think it also helps break the ice because sometimes dads, it's different than moms, you know? Like when a mom is sitting with the kid, it's like there's so much to talk about. And some dads, it's like easier when you have an activity that you can do together. It builds that bond. Yeah. And just like gaming, you know? So yeah, I thought that was really smart of the school to do that. But definitely, I will suggest some gaming ideas in the future. But yes, that is all for life. And again, want to wish all the dads, not just gamer dads, all the dads listening to this, happy Father's Day. We appreciate you.
Now let's talk about gaming this week. So this is kind of a mix of life and gaming, but we've started going to a weekly small group. Mm-hmm. With some other couples and, you know, gives us a chance to talk about what God is doing in our life each week, which is the main point of it, obviously. But then we also get to kind of socialize with those couples. And to do that, we have been playing Jackbox with those couples. And that was kind of our first introduction to Jackbox.
Mm-hmm. And we've heard about it, but I've
heard about it like all the time, from a lot of different people. And it sounded like it'd be fun, like party game, but like I felt like I was never really like in a situation to play that. Like I don't think it's something you and I would play like by ourselves, and our kids are like too young to play something like that. Mm-hmm. And so I feel like we never really had the right group for it.
Yeah,
but I was really enjoying just playing it with the, you know, other couples. Mm-hmm. There, I forget the names of the games we played exactly. I know we played Fibbage, Whiplash.
My favorite is the Wheel of Disproportionate Vices. No.
Is that it? It had a long name. I remember that.
It's like a Wheel of Fortune, but
Wheel of Something. That one was okay.
No, that's my favorite.
I didn't really get all the spinning stuff. Like it seemed like there's a lot of chance.
Yeah. I like involved. The questions. I always ace those questions.
Yeah. And we did one that had to do with like sounds. I don't remember the name of that one. That one was kind of funny, but not exactly my favorite. But yeah, we played quite a few different games in Jackbox, and they were a lot of fun. Like to the point where like I think I kind of want to buy some of the party packs and just have for when we have people over or something.
Yeah, it's definitely a good ice-breaking thing, you know, like especially when you meet other people that you've never really hung out with before. Because it's normally like either I know the wife or, you know, like, and the husband's first time together. And it's kind of like awkward at times if you don't know each other yet. before this. So the ice-breaking part of it is like to do this activity and get to know each other through our answers.
Yeah, it definitely, like, I was writing things in there that, like, I probably wouldn't normally say or, like, talk about, right? But, like, if it's part of the game, and it would kind of open up conversations a lot easier, you know? And it was fun. I definitely enjoyed it. I definitely want to do more Jackbox, you know, mm-hmm. Still with that group, but also, you know, on our own.
With other friends, things, you know? Yeah, definitely. And I also played some more Paper Mario with Dylan. Not as much this week because it's all he talks about and a lot of things are going on this week as well. So, yeah, I am right now in Shy Guy's Toy Box. So, still making my way there. I am actually very tempted to play part of it on my own just because he has limited screen time and I really don't want to be bossed around by him as much.
It is a completely different experience playing that game without him versus with him.
I bet you finish it so fast, like,
well, yeah, so I had to play it like without him to kind of be able to, well, I guess I was ahead of him, so he probably wouldn't have like tried mm-hmm. to tell me what to do so much.
Oh yeah,
but when he knows like where you need to go, like if you take one step in the wrong direction, he's gonna let you know.
Yeah, that's for sure. One step in the wrong direction. Don't go there.
Yeah.
Funny.
Oh, also, this is Paper Mario 64, by the way, not to be confused with the latest one that came out that everyone's playing. Mm-hmm. This is the original.
Yes. I also played Hogwarts Legacy, like I mentioned in the previous podcast, I think.
Yep. Anything to note? Any progression?
Yes. I actually finished like one quest, and then there's a lot of fighting, a lot of puzzles. But it's just part of a main quest. It's not part of the trials. Remember I told you there was like four main trials?
Yeah, so is one quest a lot? Or is that...
It's part of the main quest. It is pretty much. Because first you have to level up to the right level, learn specific spells and broom riding techniques. And I haven't even learned the beast riding technique. I don't think they call it beast riding.
I just picture you riding a giant bunny now after your bunny story.
Oh, I wish I had bunnies.
Like, just a giant one that's massive.
Aw. But, then after you obtain all that spells and level up and have the right equipment, then you can go do that main quest. So I finally get all those just to get to do this main quest. And this main quest was like going into the cave to steal stuff. I think it was a tomb. So it almost felt like Tomb Raider, which I haven't played in a while. But yes, it's kind of like that. Going in, solving puzzles. Like they have this moths. And I'm supposed to guide the moths to the door. And I have to use the spell Lumos, which is like lights up my wand and then the moths get attracted to it.
Yeah, it's like our light outside right by our door when we have that on and it attracts all the bugs.
The moths.
All the moths.
But it's so funny because they don't tell you what to do, right? You just have to figure it out. And like the character was like, there are moths. Fascinating. What are we supposed to do with this? Or what spells can we do with this? And then I'm like, ooh, I know this. But yeah.
I love it when the characters like basically figured out themselves and like they make it so obvious. Like, mm-hmm. Because the game's trying to give you hints, right?
Yeah.
To, like help you get through that part.
Yeah.
I remember God of War did that like all the time and I thought it was funny.
Anyways. Yeah, all that hints help, and it took like almost an hour just to get through that main quest. So I think the next one I'll be able to go for another trial because of this quest. So
okay, cool.
Trying to get through that story, but I guess that was it for what I played. Oh, but Fortnite, we streamed Fortnite.
We did. We did play some Fortnite together, and we streamed that on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think we got any victories that day, but we did the time prior, mm-hmm. and I just want to talk about that really quick, because it's still the season with all the cars, right? The cars are very overpowered, and we were having an interesting game where we were playing trios, and me and Chris, the other guy who was playing with us, we both died, right? And I don't remember exactly what happened in that fight. We were dead. You were still alive. You got our reboot cards,
mm-hmm.
and you made it to a van and brought us back.
Yeah.
Right?
such a miracle.
Which is somewhat rare, especially when you're by yourself in trios. And, mm-hmm. you know, if you come across another team, that's really hard to power through.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we got all of our loot back, or at least, or we relooted up. I don't remember. But anyways, we, you know, carry on with the game, get our vehicle, soup it up with all these weapons, and we make it to the end of the game.
Yeah.
Right? And
we got first that time. We did.
We did. And I want to go back and find that clip so that I can share it, because it was a really cool ending where we were all three alive, like, pretty much till the very end. And then I forget what happened exactly. Like, one of us died first.
I died first.
Yeah. And then I think it was like a 2v2 after that or something. And at one point,
it was just you.
At one point, like, Chris died, and I think I used the nitro fists or whatever to, like, launch up in the air.
Mm-hmm.
But then I accidentally, which it looked like someone on purpose, but I landed in a palm tree, like, right on top. And the last guy, it was in the middle of a fight, too.
Mm-hmm.
And the last guy was, like, underneath the tree.
Mm-hmm.
And I could tell he was, like, right underneath me. And he didn't know I was up there. Because, first of all, like, why would you look on top of a tree?
Uh-huh.
Like, it's not like we were in a building or something. And I was just kind of waited up there to, like, try and figure out where he was so I could get the jump on him.
Mm-hmm.
And I just basically, like, jumped down and like, kill him because he didn't see me.
Yeah.
That I had no idea I was up there. But it just felt like a, you know, 900 IQ move. Like, which was complete accident.
Yeah.
And it worked out that we got a victory with that game, which really came from a lot of teamwork all around, with you bringing us both back, like, in the middle of the game, and then me somehow getting that lucky trick shot of putting myself on top of that palm tree.
Yeah, all this series of fortunate events.
Yeah, so that was an awesome game. So that was one that'll be in the memory for a little bit.
Yeah.
Oh, this week, I also played some more Naruto X Boruto.
Did you finish the Shippuden part already?
Yeah, so last week I talked about how I was getting really close to beating all the Shippuden stuff. Like, mm-hmm. I was at the end of the Ninja War, right? And so I finished that, and really the last part was just, like, you know, the Naruto and Sasuke, like, final battle stuff.
Yeah.
And so did all those fights, and that's it for the Shippuden stuff. So I finished all of the Shippuden material. And next would be doing some of the online battles, which I haven't even dipped into yet, because that's probably going to be tough. I imagine people playing it are going to be, like, really good. But I'll also get to, like, mess around with, like, characters I haven't gotten to play as, right? Because in doing the story, they pick what character you play as. Whereas in the, you know, free battle or online, yeah, you get to pick. So
you get to pick.
That part I'm kind of looking forward to, but then I'm not going to do the Boruto stuff until we have a chance to watch it. So I probably won't be playing much of this game besides checking out the online.
Yeah, have to shelf it for a bit.
Yeah, and then I'll have to come back to it. Another game that I started this last week, and was because it was made free on the Epic Game Store for at least a few days, and that is Marvel's Midnight Suns. And it's a game that I think it's been out for at least a year, but it's a Marvel game, so you have a lot of superheroes in it, which is cool. I like all that stuff. It is also, for the most part, a strategy game, which I also like. And it technically is kind of a card game. It very much plays like a card game, but it doesn't look like a card game, which I think is a benefit, because oftentimes card games have issues with not looking very exciting.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's pretty much like you have your characters on the battlefield, and like it's turn-based, so you're taking turns and you're playing your cards, and then your opponents go and you're drawing new cards, which are essentially the abilities that you get to use,
mm-hmm.
in the battles.
Is this something like Slay the Spire?
Kind of. So Slay the Spire is like almost like a pure deck builder card game, which is also a roguelike.
Yeah.
But like, there's definitely some similarities. Like, in both games, you can only use like a certain amount of cards per turn.
Mm-hmm.
and you can like refund your action points kind of thing. So like there's some similarities there, but Midnight Suns is not a roguelike.
Mm-hmm.
Like you know, you don't reset the run and basically start over fresh every time. And it's the combat looks a lot better because you actually see your characters like full on do the attacks with like the short cinematics.
That's cool.
It looks really cool and it's really fulfilling, but it's also like still definitely a strategy card game.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Yeah. Like it's like a card game in disguise kind of is probably like the best way I can put it.
Mm-hmm.
So I wouldn't necessarily think that people who don't like card games like wouldn't necessarily not like this one.
Gotcha.
So I wouldn't let that like put you off if you don't like card games. But the only thing that I'm talking most about the combat right now, which is great. I do like the combat part.
Mm-hmm.
But so far, and I've only played maybe two or three sessions with this, there's been a lot of dialogue and just talking. And between like character to character, like you go around, you play as this character named Hunter, and you can talk to the other Marvel characters and stuff, and you know, pick different talking points. And if you pick the right talking points, you get reputation with them, which I have no idea what it does yet, but it's important to me because I'm sure it does something. And if you say the wrong things, you lose reputation points, right?
Uh-huh.
So you spend a lot of time like just going through dialogue with characters, and that part's not fun to me.
Yeah, you hate those.
I'd rather just like get into the fights and let me do that stuff. Like that's way more fun.
Yeah.
And it's been like maybe 15 or 20% like fighting, like gameplay, and then the rest has kind of just been like wandering around the, you know, the mansion and talking to characters and stuff. So, and another thing, Iron Man is like one of my favorite heroes, and I haven't been playing this that long, but so far the Iron Man character in this game I find as pretty much just annoying, which is weird because he's witty and clever and smart, but like instead of his jokes actually feeling like clever, they just feel more like kind of whiny.
Whiny jokes? That's new. I thought you were going to say mean or something. Uh-huh.
He's not that mean. It's just like he's complaining about everything like constantly. It's like his jokes are like, I don't know, way more negative or something. I don't know. I don't know if anyone else has experienced this with this game. I have not heard anyone else talk about their experience with Iron Man in the game. And like I said, I'm not very far into it. I haven't even had a chance to use Iron Man like in combat yet. That'll probably make me like him more because I'm sure he'll be really cool when you can fight with him.
True.
But just his character and dialogue and stuff, like he just seems kind of whiny.
Okay. Yeah.
But I don't like that they're kind of ruining Iron Man a little bit for me. But other than that, I mean, I'm still going to keep playing the game. And hopefully I get into more and more combat stuff and less of the story. And then, of course, that's not the only Marvel game I've been playing this week. I have still been playing Marvel Snap, and I do have good news, and that is that I believe my account is successfully linked to my Google account.
Woohoo!
So I can now switch things over to my new phone, and could even play on PC if I wanted to. So now I can be on like multiple devices and stuff with my Marvel Snap account. So it was like perfect timing because with the new phone, right? This is kind of what I was hoping for. And so that issue is finally resolved. And I don't have to worry about, like, totally losing all of my progress.
I know.
Which was scary, considering I've probably put in at least, like, $100 into this game, like, with the season passes and stuff over the months.
Mm-hmm.
So that's good. But that's pretty much it. I don't have anything else for Marvel Snap. But that wraps up gaming. Should we jump into what new games came out
this week? Let's do it.
Okay, so new game releases this week. We have V Rising on PS5, Taskmaster VR on Quest 3, Quest 2, and PC, Monster Hunter Stories on PS4, Switch, and PC, Monster Hunter Stories 2, Wings of Ruin on PS4, Shin Megami Tensei 5, Vengeance on all consoles and PC, Hashtag Blood, BLUD, on PS4, Xbox One, Switch, and PC. Still Wakes the Deep on PS5, Xbox Series X and S, and PC. And that's it. Of those games, the only one that I have seen before is V Rising.
Oh.
Which is, it looks kind of cool. Like, it looks almost like Diablo style, like, you know, top down, and your character is kind of running around using different abilities, killing enemies.
Yeah.
I didn't really get to see a whole lot of what was going on, but I believe it's like a vampire game.
Sounds
it
fun.
Looked pretty fun. It looked pretty cool. A lot of skill shots, at least from what I saw, but I didn't really get to watch like too much of the game to really get a good sense of like what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
But what about Game Pass games? What's new on Game Pass this week?
New on Game Pass this week is Depersonalization on PC, Isonzo on console, PC, and cloud, The Callisto Protocol on console, PC, and cloud, and Still Wakes the Deep on console.
Which is that one is a day one release.
Yeah.
So Callisto Protocol is coming to Game Pass. That's one I already knew was coming because people were talking about it. And that game, I remember when the trailer first dropped. It's been out for a little while. It's kind of like a Dead Space-ish kind of game. You know, supposed to be a little bit spooky.
Ooh, nice.
I don't know how much kind of combat kind of stuff is involved in it, but it's an looks like an interesting game. I don't know if it's too much for me. I don't know.
Is it a single player?
Yes. Okay. I don't know if I can handle the jump scares, but we'll see. I might check that out. Either that or Dead Space, because they're kind of similar. I don't think I'd play both.
Mm-hmm.
But that's it for Game Pass games.
Yep.
We can talk about where people can find us over on Twitch, where we stream every Tuesday night at 9:30 p.m. Central Standard Time over at twitch.tv/gamerparentspod or over on Twitter or X at twitter.com/gamerparentspod or over on Instagram
at gamer_parents_podcast.
If you can give us a like, follow, subscribe, whatever it is, wherever it is, we would greatly appreciate it.
The best way to hang out with us is on Discord, and the link to that is on the episode description.
Discord is where we talk about life and games all throughout the week, so we invite you to join in on the conversation, and don't leave this as just a weekly podcast.
Mm-hmm. We love hanging out and chatting with all the other gamer parents out there. Or other gamers, even.
Absolutely.
But this is it for episode 94.
We'll catch you in the next one.
Bye.